Let failure be your friend. There are going to be times, of course, where you're going to win a lot. A lot of things are going to go your way. And it's wonderful to bask in that adulation and to feel proud of your successes. But there are also going to be times, the satisfaction that those moments bring, nothing can compare to that. Those victories will feed you for years to come and help you stay committed when your tank is sometimes empty. Winning is great. It's fantastic. I love it. I love being number one. I love winning. But it's the times when things go wrong, when you fall or fail, that you're actually going to learn the most about yourself. You know, all those years on the Oprah Show, 25 years, we were the number one show for 25 years. And that's because I lived with the intention to serve the audience. The audience came first every show. I would sit with the producers and say, well, I can't do that because I can't find the truth of myself in that show. I have to have a thread of truth to be able to hold on to. So I knew so well the audience. I felt like I was the audience. The audience was me. And I felt so connected. And then I ended that and started a new network. And I flailed for a while. And I was really upset with myself. But I will tell you that when I was able to shift the paradigm to start to looking at, wow, what I have instead of what I don't have, what I have instead of what I thought I'd lost, I was able to begin to turn things around. But it's those moments of being of uncertainty. It's the moments where, you know, learning from the moments where things weren't going so great, being able to get still, to connect with that which I know is God, the force, the power greater than myself, and to come back and realize that in order to move forward, you move forward by taking the next right step. You don't have to know everything to do. You don't have to know all the steps to make, just what is the next right move.
When we talk about living our quest, I think that living my quest, really, if I look at it on a daily basis, it's finding my own voice. It's finding your voice. It's finding the song that only you can sing, off key or not. It's finding your rhythm. It's discovering what it feels like to walk in your shoes today. It won't look like it looked 10 years ago. Living your quest is, what can I do with my life so that my life becomes infectious to someone else? Living my quest looks like, how do I make my fingerprint matter so big that it lives beyond my transition day? Living your quest is, how can I forgive the perceivingly unforgivable so I can love the absolute lovable? Living your quest is, how do I give myself 1,000 second chances? Living my quest is not some ambiguous, untouchable experience. Living my quest means going back and healing the little girl in me so that the woman can be free. It's going back and embracing the little boy in you so that the man can show up and give himself permission to cry when necessary. Living your quest is not something that you can't touch. It's not something that requires a stage or lights or cameras. Living your quest is being complete and content with who you are in the dark of the night, so who you are in the middle of the day is all right. Living your quest is not holding yourself hostage to old decisions, not holding yourself hostage to shame, blame, guilt, regret, and anger. Living your quest is about recognizing that every day I can be reborn to my possibility. Living your quest is about recognizing that you have brilliance in you and not being willing to dim your light one more day.
Well, I think, you know, I was a very lucky kid. I was inspired by invention and self-reliance from a number of different people and from, you know, even watching the Apollo program as a little boy. And I think when little kids get inspired, you never know what might happen. It's a big deal. And everything about our society gets better over time. I really do believe that. I'm an optimist. You know, the myth of the good old days is usually just that, a myth. We have better medicine than we've ever had before. Everything, you know, all of that is invention. It's people figuring out antibiotics. It's people figuring out new kinds of biomedicines, biotechnology. It's things that have been figured out with the kind of communication that we have, the freedom of speech we have now with the internet. There's so many things that are getting better, and a lot of that is powered by invention.
What keeps you so unbelievably grounded amid all your resounding success?
I feel like success just makes you more of who you already were. I feel like money and success just does that. So it's like it holds a magnifying glass up to who you are. People always ask me that, and I'm like, I don't know who else to be. I mean, I am who I am. So the money, the success. And so I like to say, if you were a jerk before you got really successful and a lot of money, you become a bigger jerk, really. And if you were insecure, you'll become more insecure. If you were nice, you'll become nicer. If you were generous, you'll become more generous. It's literally just a magnifying glass.
If you get to be 65 or 70 and later, and the people that you want to have love you actually do love you, you're a success. I've never seen anybody that reaches that age. I mean, I'm not talking about somebody that's in extreme poverty or pain or something, but I've never seen anybody that, if they have a lot of people that love them, that is other than happy. And I've seen some very, very wealthy people that they give testimonial dinners to and name schools after and everything. Nobody loves them, you know. By far the best investment you can make is in yourself. For example, communication skills. I tell the students that come that they're going to graduate schools and business, and they're learning all these complicated formulas and all that. If they just learn to communicate better, and both in writing and in person, they increase their value at least 50%. If you can't communicate, somebody says, you know, it's like winking at a girl in the dark. Nothing happens, you know, basically. And you have to be able to get forth your ideas. And that's relatively easy. I did it myself with the Dale Carnegie course. Some people wish I'd taken a shorter course now in terms of my talking later on. But it's just hugely important. And if you invest in yourself, nobody can take it away from you.
What about life advice?
Well, life advice is, the most important thing, aside from the things I've talked about already, is really who you associate with. You want to associate with people that are better than you are. I mean, basically, you'll go in the direction of the people that you associate with. And you want to have the right heroes. You want people, if you want to emulate somebody, you better pick very carefully who you want to emulate. And obviously, you can't pick your parents. They're going to have enormous influence on you, but you don't get a choice on that. But you get choices as you go down the line. And you, who you admire, who you want to copy. And the most important for most people in terms of that decision is their spouse. It's also important in terms of a partner in business, but the partner in life is the most important one. You want to pick a spouse that's better than you are. And then he or she, and you hope they don't figure it out too fast.
I say to my girls all of the time that your real work is to figure out where your power base is and to work on the alignment of your personality, your gifts that you have to give, with the real reason why you're here. That's the number one thing you have to do, is to work on yourself and to fill yourself up and keep your cup full. Keep yourself full. Now, I used to be afraid of that. I used to be afraid, particularly from people who say, oh, she's so full of herself. She's so full of herself. And now I embrace it. I consider it a compliment that I am full of myself. Because you only when you're full, I'm full, I'm overflowing, my cup runneth over. I have so much to offer and so much to give. And I am not afraid of honoring myself. You know, it's miraculous when you think about it.